Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So as part of our Help Wanted radio series and Facebook community, each day of the pledge drive, we've been taking a look at one real job listing to find out how you as a job seeker might get that job or one kind of like it. And one more time, we have Judith Gerberg from one of these close readings of the Want ad. She's president of the Career Counselors Consortium and has a private career counseling practice on West 57th Street. And the listing today, Judith, is for a nanny. Hi.
Hi. Great to be here.
Now, this actually comes from a parenting listserv, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our listeners have probably been part-time nannies or babysitters at some point. So who's this job for?
Well, this job is for somebody who is in between. What we've been talking a lot about is how important it is for people to get out of the house, and this is a great way to get out of the house, especially for people who love children.
Into someone else's house.
Right. And in New York, it can be quite a glamorous job. I've had clients who actually had glamour jobs and needed extra income, and they started working as a babysitter or nanny and got to go to Aspen and Paris and travel with the family. And the other person who would be interested in this is somebody who gets to exchange room and board for living the glamorous New York life in a time when rents are so high.
And so the ad says on a Brooklyn parenting listserv, our son is 13 months old and is very active. That's a code word, right? A very active, sweet, and tremendously funny little guy. We are looking for someone who's reliable, kind, and who loves to play with kids. So what's your advice for people looking for nanny jobs in terms of screening the families and even the kids?
First of all, there's a chemistry. This kind of job, you have to be working with someone who isn't going to feel threatened by your developing a relationship with their child. And you also really have to trust your gut on this. You have to have a sense that this is a parent or parents that you can communicate with. And the child is somebody who you can help with. Sometimes what I found is that people who have taken nanny jobs have then really discovered that they really want a career working with children and have gone back to school.
Oh, that's so interesting. And the listing that we found didn't say how much they would pay. How much do you think these jobs generally pay, or how can nannies negotiate?
Well, if you have had a lot of experience as a camp counselor, as someone who did volunteer work while you were in school, and you have a special training or you've taken a class in psychology of children, then you're bringing something to the table that you can negotiate. Obviously, everything ranges from people who might even include medical insurance as well as paying for your Social Security, which if someone wants to in the future have a political career, they better, as a hire,
nannies
take care of that.
Nannies work for politicians because you know you'll be paid on the books. We have a minute left. Nanny jobs are often filled through word of mouth. You get a recommendation from a friend of a friend or through one of these neighborhood parenting groups. But if you're interested in being a nanny, how do you get into the informal network of parents?
Well, you could volunteer at a local school and that get to know parents that way. You can be somebody who's active within their own building where there are usually children that need somebody and parents who need somebody that they have some connection with. And, of course, there are nanny referral services. Before we end, I really want to stress to your listeners how important it is to get out of the house. I just today was working with someone and he was telling me how he's been doing this really tough job search, but the only thing he's been doing is looking on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not sufficient whether you want a job as a nanny or you want a job in some other
thing. How do you get out? We have 10 seconds, but how do you get out of the house if you don't get called for an interview?
What you do is you join a professional organization, you take a course, you volunteer to help raise money for WNYC, you take on an internship. You want to collect three things: credibility, contacts, and credentials.
And there we leave it with the series with Judith Gerberg, president of the Career Counselors Consortium, also a private practitioner on West 57th Street. This has been great. So informative. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Leonard Lope coming up right after the latest news. This is WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.